This is day 8, and today's devotion is titled The Salt of the Earth by Robert Morris. But first, let's open our hearts to God in worship.
You're looking out on the horizon. I can't believe that you would stop and think of me. Caught in the wonder of nothing like this. Seeing your beauty, oh, I just can't take it in. In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. Never the same. And now that you got me, this is a love I don't deserve, but still you gave. And no holding back, and I'm singing holy. All of my life, all of my love I can't contain. In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. All of heaven surround me, I hear your voice overwhelming. In your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. Oh, I am free, Lord. Oh, hear the wonder of your grace. Right here I'll stay. I lift my hands to glory. 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 Oh, I lift my hands to glory.
Respond to how you love.
right here with you. Beginning to find you're all I ever need.
Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Years ago, I was buying a car and really hit it off with the salesman. We had a great time talking about everything from hunting and fishing to fast cars. By the end of the transaction, we felt like old friends. That's when he asked me what I did for a living. When I told him I was a pastor, he looked stunned. "You've got to be kidding me," he said. "You're not like any pastor I've ever met." We decided to go to lunch later that day, and he shared his story with me. When he was growing up, he became friends with a boy at school whose father was a pastor. This boy was mischievous, and one day he convinced my friend to help him break into the church and ransack a room just for fun. When the pastor found out who did it, he was embarrassed. He didn't want his son to look bad, so he blamed it on my friend and then kicked him out of the church in front of the entire congregation. It was the first and only time my friend ever went to church. I told him I was sorry he had met a bad pastor all those years ago. We decided to meet again, and after a few more lunches, he accepted Christ as his Savior. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus tells us we are the salt of the earth. Salt is a preservative and keeps things from decomposing. We are living among spiritually dead people, so by being the salt to others, we're preserving lives so that they can hear the gospel and be saved. Without spiritual salt, our society would die. Salt also causes things to taste better. Pretend with me for a moment the gospel is a steak. We are the salt that helps it taste good. In the same way, when people come around us, they should be asking, "What is that taste? It's so good." And it's because we're giving them a taste of God. But Jesus goes on to caution us in this verse that if salt becomes bad and loses its flavor, its influence, it's not good for anything and should be thrown out. The first pastor my friend met was bad salt and made the gospel taste bad. But once my friend experienced good salt, he wanted to know Jesus. When people are around you, what do they taste? Are you making God taste good or bitter? Are you making them hungry and thirsty for Him? If you want to be good salt, you need to stay close to Jesus and be purified by His Word. That's all it takes to let people taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You have made us salt in this world. That, Lord, You want us to be the preservative of Your gospel so that people might taste and see that You are good as they interact in our life. Lord, would You enable us to put You first, and as we put You first, to put people first so that they might experience and taste the goodness of Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Let's go out and be God's light in the world today.